Good evening. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this last Sunday after the Epiphany, Year B. Our readings today, 2 Kings chapter 2, verses 1 to 12, Psalm 50, Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 4, verses 3 to 6, and the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, verses 2 to 9. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise him. The Lord is here, and we will worship him. The Lord is here, and we will trust him. The Lord is here, and we will honor him. The Lord is here, and he has called us to give him all the glory. Amen. Almighty God, King of all creation, sovereign over all things, you hold the universe in the palm of your hand. Enable us to keep our hearts fixed on you and our minds on your truth. For we have come to worship you as Lord of all. Amen. Lord, we have come to meet with you to give you thanks and praise. Too often we come for the wrong reason, and the worship we offer is unworthy of you. But in your grace, receive our poor offering, and by your Holy Spirit, transform it into a celebration of your glory. As your disciples climb the mountain of transfiguration, we ask you to give us a glimpse of your glory. We pray that we will hear your word, and that all that is said and done will lead us to the throne of grace. In the name of Jesus. Amen. We have our first hymn, Songs of Fellowship 897. Lord, I lift your name on high. Thank you. We pray the collect for the last Sunday after the Epiphany, followed by our parish prayer. O God, who before the passion of your only begotten Son revealed his glory upon the holy mountain, grant to us that we, beholding by faith the light of his countenance, may be strengthened to bear our cross and be changed into his likeness from glory to glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, God Who Transforms. God Who Transforms. Our Old Testament lesson from 2 Kings chapter 2 verses 1 to 12 reminds us that God is not only ever-present, but exercises power over the elements of God's creation. God called Elijah to be a prophet, to bring the word of God to the people of God. Elijah had a long period of prophetic ministry and was now preparing himself to end this ministry as a prophet. The Lord instructed Elijah to anoint Elisha, a farmer, to be his successor. Elijah finds Elisha and performs a symbolic act which begins his call and transformation to the ministry of prophet. Elijah takes his coat and throws it over Elisha. The coat symbolizes his prophetic office and ministry. Elisha is therefore called to follow in Elijah's footsteps. Elisha leaves his former way of life and begins to accompany Elijah as his servant. 1 Kings 19, 16 to 21. The two travel together from Gilgad. Elisha knows that his master is going to be transformed by God. He is going to be taken up into heaven. Therefore, Elisha is determined not to let him out of his sight. Therefore, when Elijah tries to go to Bethel alone, Elisha insists that he will go with him. Elijah attempts to go to Jericho by himself. Once again, Elisha goes with him. Elijah attempts to go to the River Jordan alone. For the third time, Elisha states, "As the Lord lives and as you yourself lives, I will not leave you." 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 7. When they reach the River Jordan, Elijah demonstrates the power of the prophet. Elijah rolls up his cloak and strikes the water with it. The water of the Jordan River parts just as the water of the Red Sea parted during the Exodus from Egypt. Exodus 14, 21 to 25. Elijah and Elisha cross over to the other side on dry ground. As they reach across to the wilderness, Elijah grants Elisha one last request. He wishes to receive a double portion of the spirit which Elijah possesses. When the chariots of fire come and takes Elijah away, he cries out in grief, "Father, Father," in his grief at the loss of his spiritual mentor. However, Elisha has taken up the cloak and strikes the water of the Jordan. The water parts and he crosses on dry land. God has transformed Elisha from a prophet's assistant to a prophet of Israel. He has received the prophetic spirit and power, which has been transferred to him from Elijah. In our epistle from 2 Corinthians 4, verses 3 to 6, Paul, also called Saul, is setting out his task among the Gentiles. He says, "For we do not proclaim ourselves, we proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord and ourselves as your slaves for Jesus' sake." 2 Corinthians 4, verse 5. Saul experienced being transformed by God. Through his encounter with the risen Christ on the road to Damascus, he is transformed from Saul, the persecutor of the followers of Jesus, to Saul, also called Paul, an apostle to the Gentiles. Paul acknowledges his transformation. He declares in the letter to the Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 7, "Of this gospel I have become a servant according to the gift of God's grace that was given to me by the working of his power." God has the power to transform us from inside out. A change of heart can change the direction and purpose of our lives. Our gospel today, this Sunday before Lent, speaks to us of the transfiguration of Jesus, a transformation from inside out. Jesus is trying to help his disciples to come to terms with his ministry as the Messiah. On the road to Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" They answered him, "John the Baptist, others Elijah, and still others one of the prophets." He asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter answered him, "You are the Messiah." Mark chapter 8, verses 27b to 29. The disciples declared him as the Messiah, but when he started to talk about the task and ministry of the Messiah, that he was going to suffer, to undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again, Mark chapter 8, verse 31, Peter rebuked him. The disciples could not come to terms with the sacrificial ministry of the Messiah. Jesus, the great teacher, had to give them a glimpse of the Messiah and his task in the world. In our gospel today from Mark 9, verses 2 to 9, we have the description and reaction of the disciples at the transfiguration of Jesus. Jesus, the Messiah, is transformed from inside out by the power of God. Jesus takes Peter, James, and John up to a high mountain apart by themselves. There he was transfigured, changed completely in nature before them. Mark describes the scene. His clothes became dazzling white, such as no one on earth could. could bleach them. Mark chapter 9, verse 3. The three disciples got a glimpse of Christ's glory. Even as they gazed on their master in his glory, there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Verse 4. Elijah the prophet, who did not die, and Moses, the one used by God to give the people the law to enable them to become a people set apart for God, a holy nation, a kingdom of priests. Moses, who led the Exodus, the journey from Egypt to within sight of the land of promise. Moses, who died before the children of Israel would enter the land of Canaan. God has power not only to show the glory of the Son of God, but to call Moses and Elijah to appear talking with Jesus. Moses would have been transformed from death to life, and Elijah representing those who would not die before Christ appears. There, a cloud, Mark writes, overshadowed them, and from the cloud there came a voice. This is my Son, the Beloved. Listen to him. Mark chapter 9, verse 7. The Father speaks for the second time, the first at Jesus' baptism. The Father is affirming the Son as Beloved and invites the disciples, nay, all of us, to listen to him. Why listen to him? Because if we live by his words and believe in his promises, we will be transformed. We will be transformed by God from people of the world to children of God. We will be transformed from people who live by the flesh with all its brokenness and sin to be people who live by the Spirit of God and therefore exhibit the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We will be transformed from inside out. We are invited to surrender our will, our heart, and our mind to God, the God who transforms. As we pray with the hymn writer, Eddie Espinosa, change my heart, O God, make it ever true. Change my heart, O God, may I be like you. Amen. Let us pray. Lord of glory, we behold the mystery of your love. Lord, it is good for us to come into your presence. Silence our babbling mouths, that your church may hear your word. Inspire us with the vision of your beloved Son. Lord of glory, we behold the mystery of your love. Lord, on the mountain, Moses waited for your commandments. Raise up prophetic voices to give sound counsel to world leaders. Direct this and every nation in the path of peace with justice. Lord of glory, we behold the mystery of your love. Lord, your Son took Peter, James, and John to witness the revelation of your love. Fill our hearts with rejoicing and humble thanksgiving. With friends and strangers, unite us in the household of your kingdom. Lord of glory, we behold the mystery of your love. Lord, you bring light to places in darkness and hope to all who despair. Be with all whose journey is hard and unremitting. From the heights of the mountain, refresh and renew our flagging spirits. Lord of glory, we behold the mystery of your love. Lord, hope springs eternal with you. Receive with your transforming love those who have died. May the brightness radiating from your mystery be our final refuge. Amen. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. And we have the hymn Songs of Fellowship 1049, The Days of Elijah. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will, And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. May Christ, our God, who by himself is the fulfillment of the law and the prophets, and fulfill all the ordered purpose of the Father, always fill our hearts with joy and gladness, now and forever, world without end. And the blessing of the Lord rest and remain on all his people, in every land and every tongue. The Lord meet in mercy all who seek him. May the Lord comfort all who suffer and mourn. May the Lord hasten his coming and give us his people peace by all means. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this night and always. Amen. We pray that you will have a safe carnival. Remember that Wednesday is Ash Wednesday, the beginning of Lent, and do take some time before Wednesday to reflect on what you will do to enhance your spiritual growth during the time of Lent. We leave you with the hymn CPWI 2. 36, How Great Thou Art. Thank you.